In 1973, Billie Jean King was 29 years old and the number one ranked women's tennis player in the world, 2 years running. Meanwhile, Bobby Riggs was a 55-year-old men's tennis has-been with an attitude. Still, when Bobby challenged Billie Jean to a game, no one thought she would win. It wasn't that Billie Jean wasn't incredible. Most people just didn't think a woman could beat a man. Would Billie Jean be able to prove the world wrong? Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Billie Jean King, 29-year-old president of the brand new Women's Tennis Association. By 1973, she was a four-time Wimbledon winner. Bobby Riggs was also a Wimbledon winner and had been ranked number one 34 years earlier, back in 1939. He was still playing, but no longer known for actually being good. He was a joker known for weird stunts like serving while holding a leashed lion, playing with a chair on the court, and competing in swimming flippers. And he was a huge jerk. He publicly talked about how women weren't any good at tennis. And these remarks were the last straw for Billie Jean. Now she has to beat him. She agrees to a match. The match is scheduled for September 1973. The stakes are high. The two are playing for $100,000, worth over $500,000 today, more than Billie Jean made playing the entire 1970 season. And it's winner take all. September 20, 1973, the Houston Astrodome. At the suggestion of TV producers, Billie Jean enters on a Cleopatra-style gold litter carried by the Rice University track team, complete with fluffy pink feathers. Riggs enters on a rickshaw pulled by models in a vibrant yellow sugar daddy jacket. He's racked up a brand sponsorship for the event, and once on the court, he presents Billie Jean with a giant caramel sugar daddy lollipop. She's not amused. Billie Jean replies by handing him a baby pig, essentially calling him a chauvinist pig. The game is on. With 30,000 fans in the audience and 90 million people watching at home on live TV, 90 million! The ball volleys back and forth, both hold their own. It's a good game. Bobby utilizes powerful overhand serves. Billie Jean flits around the court in response. Her heels seem to never touch the ground. Her speed pays off. Billie Jean wins the first set 6-4. Thunderous applause breaks out from women in the crowd. In stiff competition, Riggs sheds the sugar daddy jacket. You can tell he's really taking it seriously now. And that doesn't stop Billie Jean from slamming the ball past him again and again and again, winning another set 6-3. They're playing the best 3 out of 5, so if Billie Jean wins the next set, she wins it all. The London Sunday Times calls the next set the drop shot and volley heard around the world. Billie Jean wins again, 6-3, swept him in 3 straight sets. It's a victory for women and tennis players worldwide as George Foreman hands Billie Jean the check. And this win leads to important changes. That same year, the U.S. Open listens to Billie Jean's demands and finally starts paying men and women winners the same amounts of prize money. Billie Jean King goes on to win a career total of 39 Grand Slam titles and becomes the only woman athlete on Life magazine's 1990 list of the 100 most important Americans of the 20th century. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Billie Jean King or the Battle of the Sexes, we found the coverage by the Associated Press, ESPN, and womenshistory.org incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.